Exclusive: Ted Cruz, 2-point contest in Texas Senate race, Democrats dumping millions into it. By Hannah Knudsen on August 28, 2024. Democrats are dumping millions of dollars into Representative Colin Allred's DTX, U.S. senatorial campaign to defeat Senator Ted Cruz. RTX, the senator said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Identifying complacency as his greatest hurdle moving forward to keep Texas red. We've got a battle going on right now, Cruz began, noting that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, has been explicit in naming Cruz as his number one target in the country in the 2024 election cycle for the U.S. Senate. And, as we sit here today, Schumer and George Soros are spending over $100 million trying to beat me in this Senate race. We are less than 70 days out from the election. Right now, they are flooding the state with cash, the senator said. On top of that, he continued, this is a tight race. And, I'll tell you, Mike, there have been two polls in the last week that show this as a 2-point race. It is a real battle. And Schumer and the radical left, they know if they ever flip Texas that they take the whole country with it. He warned, noting that his opponent, Allred, voted with Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time during his first 4 years in the U.S. House of Representatives. He literally did not deviate on a single vote, he said. Cruz also pointed to other challenges in keeping Texas red, explaining how some demographic shifts are occurring. I would break the interstate migration into two groups. Number one is the people that are in blue states, California, New York, or Connecticut, and they're fed up. They're fed up with the high taxes. They're fed up with the regulations. They're fed up with the woke policies. And they look across the country and say, where do I want to be? And the folks that pick Texas, the data show they're actually, as you noted, more conservative than the median voter. They show up, and they buy a pickup truck and a hat and boots and a shotgun. And I call them refugees for freedom, and I want every one of them to come to Texas. He said, explaining that there is also another group that is not as conservative coming to the state. There is another group, however, which is, a company moves to Texas, and they transfer their employees. And the employees don't necessarily decide, I want out of this blue state. They don't necessarily decide, I want to be in Texas. They just stick with their job and move, and, sadly, many of those employees end up voting just like they did where they came from. And, in many ways, Mike, Texas is a victim of our own success because we've got an enormous number of companies moving here. And, so, we have a massive migration of left-wing voters that are coming with those companies. Cruz said before connecting his opponent directly to Vice President Kamala Harris and her policies. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, August 28, 2024. Colin Allred has voted for Kamala Harris's open borders over and over and over again. And, sadly, Mike, we know the corporate media will repeat their lies because they want to deceive the voters. And it's why I want to encourage our listeners. If you want us to be able to communicate the truth, then we've got to have the resources to counteract the $100 million coming from Chuck Schumer and George Soros. Cruz, who identified complacency as his biggest hurdle in the race, said, urging listeners to go to tedcruz.org and make a contribution to keep Texas red and counteract the millions from the radical left. My biggest challenge, Mike, is complacency. People say, look, it's Texas. You're Republican, this is easy. This is a layup. I'm telling you that is objectively false. My last re-election in 2018 was, at the time, the single most expensive Senate race in U.S. history. I was outspent 3-1. And I won by less than 3 points, he said, emphasizing that, in this race, as well, he is getting massively outspent by the Democrats. So, I need your help. If you don't want Chuck Schumer and George Soros to spend $100 million flipping Texas, please go to tedcruz.org, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.